Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Hi guys, welcome back to the Wellness Walks podcast. Hope you're all having a fantastic week so far. On today's podcast, I have a guest with me. I've got Heather Ashley, who I recently met when I attended one of her Wim Hof cold water immersion workshops, which was back in September now. And it's probably one of the most exhilarating experiences I have had in a very, very long time. So yes, we've got Heather on with us today. She also does local sea dips and cold water immersion locally throughout the week and also throughout the whole of the year. So she's even doing them right now in the midst of winter, which is amazing. So I'll hand straight over to you, Heather, if you want to give the listeners a bit of a background on yourself, how you got into what you're doing now, and yeah, anything else that you think would be interesting for them to hear.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. And thanks so much for having me on your podcast. It was great to have you at the workshop as well. And I'm glad it was one of the most exhilarating experiences you've had.
But I think that as well, because we obviously did it on a Saturday. And I just think I was in a bath full of ice in the middle of the beach, busy Saturday, like midday. But it's just amazing. Highly recommend.
Oh, amazing. I'll try and give you an abridged version of my life. My background's actually in the corporate world. I was there in retail for like over 17 years before taking a career break to go to Canada initially, to go and basically travel around the world with my husband. As he pursued he lived his busman's life, his dream, which was amazing. And I was very privileged to be able to just produce children and look after animals and children. So we did that. So lived in various countries, and then reached a point where I was in a position where I wanted to get back into going to work. My boys were that bit older, and I didn't want to go from being a full-time mum to a no-time mum. And again, it's a privileged position. We're not all in that situation. So I was able to work that out. I just sort of, you know, everyone talks about what's your passion, you know, follow your purpose. And purpose is quite contentious in my books. I'm a great believer your purpose takes you, you know, each day you live your day and purpose each day and see whatever that path that takes you to, you know, at whatever point. So I followed what I was interested in. It was helping other people to be their strongest, healthiest self. So I went into the wellness industry. I trained to be a health coach. I trained to be a nutritional therapist. And it was sort of going through that. Actually, it was through my health coach training. I was about a year into it. And then I realized, you know, because I had a bit of an epiphany. It was like, actually, I realized why I wanted to do this was because, of course, I wanted to be the best example for my sons. And I wanted to be around for my sons because my dad had a sudden heart attack at 60. So sadly, I lost my dad suddenly to heart attack then, which is why it was all about heart health for me. Yeah. You know, it was how we could improve our heart health. And I wanted to be around for my grandkids, if my children decide to have grandchildren, that is, of course, it's their choice. And, you know, I want my clients to be around for theirs. And it's all good and well having longevity, but you want to have the mobility and the strength and the happiness with it as well. So that's kind of been my sort of mission, if you like, on how I can best improve my health. And while I do that, then help my clients to do the same.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds, yeah, a lovely journey to where you are now. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so with the cold water immersion specifically, and well, how did you get into that part then, from going from nutrition through to that?
Yeah, so from the health coaching side, I always knew, well, not always, but in recent years, of course, it's become more and more more popular and more well known around the cold, about around the benefits of cold water, cold immersion. But at the time we were living in Doha and I knew about the cold showers and I just could not face a cold shower. Like there's no, and that was in Doha, so you can imagine the temperature wasn't that particularly cold. So it took for me actually moved here, and it took me about a year to work myself up to it. And I did it, and I went into, and what kind of spurred me on was knowing the health benefits, knowing the health for our, you know, the how it help, improves our cardiovascular system, because it's like a HIIT workout for our cardiovascular system, the cold and coming out the cold, as well as many other things. But it was actually a lovely, a great friend of mine, who's become a great friend of mine, Lucy Sanger. I always share her story every time I say this. Because every time, she realised that I wouldn't do cold immersion, but every time she's like, not yet. And every time she spoke about going into the sea, she loves the cold. She's in, you know, any cold bodies of water, whether it's, you know, river, seas or whatever. But every time she spoke about it, she had this spark in her eye, this real glint in her eye. And it was there every single time. And I thought, right, come on, I've got to see it. I've got to feel it. I know there's something, because I just couldn't get it. I couldn't get, because you couldn't get me, just to give you a kind of baseline here, you wouldn't get me in the sea here, you know, in pool in the summertime, let alone the wintertime. I was just, you know, I'm made of sugar. And I just didn't like the cold. So anyway, fast forward, and I did it, and it was a March day, and it was freezing, it was wild, it was windy, it was everything, like every single cell in my body was saying, what are you doing, Heather, get the hell out of here, don't do it. But I committed to doing it, so, and I did it, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe, one, that I did it. I couldn't believe how amazing I felt, because I knew there was something in it. You know, there is a reason why people do it. Yeah. And I just of course the adrenaline was to the roof, and I just remember standing back after doing it and looking at the sea thinking, wow, I just couldn't believe that I actually did it. And it was that fear, you know, what is fear? False expectations appearing real. And I thought, well, you know what, if I've done that, I never ever thought I could do it, what else am I holding myself back from in life? And that's kind of led me to it. And of course I wanted to then share it with as many people as possible. I wanted to share it with my clients, and again, coming from a place of anyone can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Obviously you need to have some, you can't just jump in and do it. Well, you can do it, but you're best to have some tips and some techniques, and have a buddy with you as well, obviously, because safety is really important. So from that, I then wanted to learn more about Wim. I thought, well, this is, you know, the Wim, that's when I learned about Wim Hof. And I thought, okay, so I started practicing the breath work as well. And then of course I wanted to train to be an instructor so that I could understand it more. And also so that I was then qualified to coach my clients as well.
Yeah.
So that's what took me to Wim.
Amazing. I bet so many people that are listening to this will completely be able to relate, because I'm like you. I can't get in the sea down here in the summer. I can't, even in like Spain in the summer, I'm still like, oh, come on. And I don't last for long. But it's like something different when you're actually intentionally thinking, right, I've committed this, I'm going in. And just, going for it. And then, like you say, when I've done it, not half as many times as you, but I come out and you do get that real euphoria, that real, you get that high, which is like, there's some facts, isn't there, about the dopamine hit that you get from cold water immersion.
Well, whenever you go into cold, sort of below 14 degrees C and below, you'll get the your dopamine spikes by 250%. And also your adrenaline and noradrenaline spikes by over 520%. So that's that amazing high feeling that you get, you know, you've got that flooding through your body. And that's, you know, dopamine, of course, the pharmaceutical companies, they are there looking to give us a pill that gives us that effect. Well, and that's why it's so great for anxiety and depression, because you can get that natural high yourself from going into the cold. You don't need I'm not saying there's not a place for drugs. Of course, there's a place for drugs. I'm not saying don't stop taking them, go to the sea. I'm not saying that. Let's just caveat that completely. But we know that it has been proven to, in fact, recent research actually has just come out, because there's tons of research being done behind the Wim Hof method, rightly so, because whilst we can feel it and see the benefits and experience the benefits, you know, it's good to have the research to back it as well. And that's what, you know, that even just 6 weeks of cold immersion and breath work will boost, will help improve your anxiety and depression.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so if you do it for 6 weeks, is that 6 weeks daily or is that 6 weeks once a week, or is there an optimal way to do it?
Daily practice is ultimately the way to go ahead. But, you know, we're just talking a few rounds of breath work. It doesn't need to be, you know, an hour session of breath work. Just getting that in and getting your cold. And cold showers, we're talking about cold showers here as well, Hannah. We're not talking about going jumping yourself in an ice bath. Because that is something to, you know, just to highlight, actually. Whilst ice baths, you know, are amazing, have great benefits, as you know, and you experienced it, we wouldn't advise doing an ice bath every day because, of course, of the stress it does put on your body as well. Yeah. And you've got the benefits, hopefully you remembered, you've got the benefits for 6 days after the ice bath as well. So, yeah, there's no need to go and throw yourself in daily.
So if someone was to do it in the shower, or is a bath good as well? If someone got into the bath when it was...
Yeah, of course.
It has to be below 14 degrees to really...
Better to get it below 14 degrees C and below to get the better benefits. Yeah, and you know yourself, if you go into the sea now, I mean the sea temperature just now is what, about 7 degrees C. You know, you go in there now versus going in the sea when it's 15 degrees, 14 degrees C. It's a very different experience.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of you just now because I was on my dog walk and I have noticed the last like week or so that it's definitely feeling like it's lighter later in the evening and a little bit lighter in the mornings as well. And I bet you're really noticing that because you do a lot of your early morning dips, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Every Friday we do an event called Win the Morning, Win the Day. And we meet down at Branksome, the Rock Water, it's now Rock Water, it used to be Branksome Beach Cafe. And we meet there at 7 a.m. every Friday, 52 weeks of the year. So it's dark at the minute, but it's getting lighter.
I was just going to say, that's another lovely thing about if you join a club like the one that you've created, that community as well. It's the connection that you get from something like this as well, not just the cold water or the breath work, but the connections that you must build.
Oh, it's incredible. It's I never quite really realised the impact, because of course my intention was purely to get people in the sea and getting them up, you know, one, getting them up in the morning, getting them out, and yeah, meeting people and have an experience in the benefits of the cold immersion. That was my main purpose. But I remember our first anniversary, you know, just speaking to the guys, and of course with boots that had gone through lockdown, we were in the midst of lockdown at that time as well, and just the feedback from the group around how crucial it was to them and how important it was to them and how much it become part of their life and how significant it was. So that really touched me. And it's just grown and evolved, and it's just an amazing, and that's exactly what it is. It's community, because that's like, you know, if you like, that's like the fourth pillar of the Wim Hof method, the kind of, and that is connection, you know, that connection to self and the connection to others. And we know as well, as more and more research through the Blue Zones and various other research, that community, you know, having that daily, having that regular connection with people just helps improve our longevity as well. Yeah. And, you know, we need to be part of a group, part of our community, part of our village. So it's creating our own villages. Yeah. With the people that have a similar passion for what we do, which is great. We can lift everyone up at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, that makes me think of, because I support a lot of women going through perimenopause, and quite a lot of the time when women are going through perimenopause, they can kind of retract and not want to go out and socialise so much because they get more anxious or they lose their confidence, you know, many reasons. And I often do try to encourage just getting out for little interactions, even just being around people in coffee shops and things like that. But I bet something like a group like what you do as well would be incredible.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's why, you know, I say, whilst we are known for going in the sea, I still encourage people to come. They don't need to go in the sea, you know, just come and say hi, come for a walk, come for a run, jog, walk, either way, and just hang around, bring the dogs. You know, everyone's welcome, all ages, and we've got kids coming as well. And then just hang around afterwards and have a cuppa and a catch up. And it's amazing the links between people and just people then just being, especially a lot of there's a lot of people moving to the area as well, so not necessarily knowing anyone. So it's a great opportunity to get to meet other people and get involved.
And I think for people that obviously don't live down here that are listening, I bet if you go onto Facebook or Instagram and just search cold water Bristol or cold water immersion groups, I bet there's many around the country as well.
Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I would say definitely if you put in win the morning, win the day, because there's a few other win the morning, win the days throughout the world, but mainly in the UK, not necessarily near the sea or a river either. So, you know, search them, and there's also Wim Hof and ice. Yeah, there's tons, wild swimming. There's many
Yeah,
that you
I hear
can.
about people doing it in lakes or in rivers and any massive water that's cold enough.
And you know what? If there's not, start it.
Yes,
Start it.
yeah, exactly. So people can that don't know a lot or haven't done research about cold water therapy. Obviously, some the benefits that you've spoken about in particular for cardiovascular health and for anxiety and to lift like mental health as well. What are the main benefits that people would get from not just cold water therapy, but from the Wim Hof method in like with the breath working and
Well, ultimately, reduces inflammation, and inflammation, we know, is one of the biggest, sadly, one of the biggest killers in the world. So, whether that's, you know, heart health, whether it's autoimmune disease, you know, whatever it is, you can apply most illnesses to inflammation. By applying that certainly reduces inflammation. And I mean, I have clients come into my workshops who've like suffered, you know, arthritic pain, for example, arthritic pain, Jane. She's been to a couple of my workshops, and I remember the first time when she came, she had arthritic pain in her knee, and she was like, Heather, she says the pain was gone, and it, but you know, it'd been gone for a few weeks after it, you know, after the ice bath. So there's that. And I've also had other, you know, with sleep, we know it helps improve sleep. And again, I had a lovely client come to one of my workshops, and she'd said to me, and again, I didn't know until she came back to my second workshop, actually, that she says, Heather, she says, after that last workshop, I slept. That is the best sleep I've had in 3 years.
My
So
gosh.
she'd been suffering, and you know yourself, Hannah, you're in the wellness industry as well. The number one pillar to our health is sleep. You know, and if we've got to ring fence that as much as we can, because if we don't, then of course we're setting up conditions. We're not setting the conditions for success. So yeah, helps with sleep, it helps with our energy levels as well. Give that a go.
End
Get
of
in there.
school.
I
Experience it for ourselves.
mean, you just need to go down the sea, and I love it. And when I do my little videos as well, playing back. To just encourage people, to inspire other people to go and do it as well. That's why I do it. That's why I share that content. And you just hear everyone giggling and laughing, and you know, the power of everyone being together, you know, going into the cold is just immense. And I mean, that's just on the cold. You then go to the breath work, and I mean, you were in the fundamentals one. I mean, how did you feel after you come out the breath work session? Have you experienced anything like that before?
No, I've never experienced anything like that at all. It's almost like you do have a kind of outer body experience when you're doing it. Yeah, it's not like the kind of breath work that I had done previously was much more kind of for relaxation and more chilled, but the breath work that you do with the Wim Hof is so different.
Yeah, and we can, and again, that's the thing. We can take control of how we have that control of how we respond, how we react, and that is the power of the method, as well as the hermetic stress response. It improves our hermetic stress response, which I'd never heard of it until I practiced the method. I felt it, I noticed it, and that was the one thing that I noticed. And that was one of my main reasons at the time, and how I wanted to coach and practice and encourage others to do the Wim Hof method, because I noticed a visible change in my response, my reaction to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite quick. It was within about 2 to 3 months, I noticed I've been practicing the cold immersion in the sea daily, you know, because let's just keep it as easy. Let's take away as many barriers as possible. You don't need to go and buy a Lumi bath or whatever it may be. You don't need to go and get a dry robe. I never had either of those. You need clothes and layers. So, you know, once I started practicing doing that and doing my breath work consistently, about 5 times a week, I noticed I was responding much calmer. I was much clearer. Mm-hmm. And when I was put in stressful situations than what I was previous, and the only thing I could put it down to was the method. But at the time, I wasn't into my training, Hannah, so I didn't understand why.
Yeah.
And now, and that is why. It's because through the breath work, through the cold immersion, we're using our breath, we're tapping into our autonomic nervous system, we're tapping into our central nervous system, which we quite often have a feeling but don't quite understand what it is, it's what's going on. But we're taking that control by putting ourselves through these acute stressors. And we're doing that dance between the fight or flight and the rest and digest.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, you know yourself, our brain doesn't know whether we've been chased by a real tiger or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go into these states, into these fight or flight, into this high stress state, which sadly we are in too often. And we've got the cortisol through the roof. So the more that we're doing that within ourselves, but we're controlling it,
mm-hmm.
whenever we are faced with, because I always talk about, as I'm sure I did that day when you came to my workshop, I talk about the ice bath as a metaphor for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many, you know, when do we have to, and hopefully never have to face a real ice bath in your life? But different levels of that. But whenever that does happen, you are able to come from a much stronger, much clearer, much centered place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, it's amazing. It's much more than just dipping in the cold water and coming out with a high. There's so much. So if people actually do want to find out more about it and actually learn the proper techniques, how can they do that with you? How can they get onto your workshop?
Great.
Offer?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I would say, again, just keeping the barriers to entry minimal as possible. There is so much of WIM's material online that you can download for free. So, A, definitely go to that. Go to WIM's YouTube channel. And you can just put in Wim Hof breathing, basic breathing, and just follow and guide, and Wim will guide you through. So there's tons there. There's also an app as well that you can use for free. So there's Wim Hof app. You can use Wim Hof method. But if you want to come with me, I'd love to have you come join us. We have free event every Friday. We spoke about Win the Morning, Win the Day. 7 a.m. at Rockwater, and also 9:30 on a Monday. That's a new one I've introduced about 6 months ago. So we do a 9:30 one on a Monday. And I also have my workshops as well. I've got one coming up on the 24th of February. I've got a fundamentals then, which is ideal for someone who is new, wants to understand a bit more about the method, or maybe you've been practicing. You've been practicing it and you want to just check in and make sure that you're doing it right, or even just come and just join in with the group, because breathing on your own is amazing, but breathing as a group is one is a completely different experience. So that's where I'm there to guide, support and help you in any way. So basically go onto my website, Hannah, that's probably the easiest way to go, or across my social media. I'm
Remind
on
social media. I'll pop it in the notes, but if you just tell the listeners.
Yeah, sure. So it's Heather Ashley. My Instagram is Heather_Ashley_. So you'll see me on there. That's for Instagram. And then it's Heather Ashley, Healthiest Self on Facebook. But again, if you just put in Heather Ashley Wim Hof, you'll see.
Yeah, you'll
see a few things, and you'll see some things in there.
Ah, amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's so interesting. I mean, I could go on and chat to you for longer and longer, and it's inspired me again to just get on with it and get it regular, because the benefits are just amazing.
Yeah, do it, because the more you do it, the more you become accustomed to it, and it becomes easier and easier.
Yeah, I don't have to build myself up for it each time.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Hannah. It's been a pleasure, and I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.